Why has Caritas Internationalis chosen to highlight the plight of children suffering from HIV/AIDS and their access to paediatric care, testing and treatment on International Women's Day?
Caritas Internationalis has been engaged in the struggle against HIV and AIDS for now over 20 years. So it's based on our experience, especially of the Caritas organizations, of the religious orders, and of other Catholic organizations in the field, that we highlight the special situation of children living with HIV as well as with TB. The fact is that for HIV, we've made great progress in the world in getting more access to the life-saving antiretroviral medications for adults. And now, even in poor countries, up to 30% or more of adults living with HIV have access to these medicines and are able to live longer and have a better quality of life. But we have not made as much progress with the situation of children living with HIV and with TB. Those children will die before, most of them will die before they reach their second birthday. And some of the problems involved here are the fact that there are not as many different medicines available for use with children. And also, many of the medicines that we have for antiretroviral treatment are not available in formulations and in dosages that are appropriate for use with children. So that in many places, doctors have to give one large adult pill to a mother and tell that mother to break the pill into six parts and guess on what the right dosage for the child will be. So the whole purpose of this campaign is, first of all, to encourage pharmaceutical companies, governments, research institutes to do more research to get better medicines and better formulations available for the children, and then also to open up access to these medicines at affordable costs for those children who are affected by HIV and TB living in poor countries. The reason why we decided to launch the campaign on International Women's Day is that, first of all, we know the very, very special relationship between most mothers and their children. And with women living with HIV, there's a great danger that they could pass the infection on to their child, both while the child is still in the womb, during the birth process, or even after birth when they're breastfeeding the child. And one of the pillars of this campaign is to promote better access to the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. And that's possible to do by using some of these same antiretroviral medications with the mother, one dose before she gives birth to the child, and then one dose of these medications to the child after the child has been born, within 72 hours after birth. When we do that, we could drastically decrease the possibility of a mother infecting her child with HIV.
Monsignor Vitillo, very basically, how expensive are these antiretroviral drugs that are life-saving for these women and children? How expensive are they to manufacture, first of all, to the best of your knowledge? And how much are, you know, countries being charged, or agencies, medical agencies, aid agencies being charged for these drugs?
Well, this is also an excellent question. How much it costs to actually arrive at the medication, it's hard to really estimate, because many pharmaceutical companies tell us that it costs a great deal to do the research in the development of these medications. But the fact is that much of this type of research is funded by governments and not by the pharmaceutical companies themselves. And yet the pharmaceutical companies often put on a very high price, especially after they've first patented the medicines and those patents are in effect for 25 years. So this is a real problem, that sometimes we have a much higher cost than really is justified for these medications. The second thing is that with the adult medications, because now with the special programs of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB, and Malaria, and also the United States President's Emergency Program for AIDS Relief, there's a lot more marketing that is going on. There's a lot more purchase of these medicines, and so they've been able to negotiate the prices down for the adult medications. But because not that many children's medications exist, the prices still are quite high, and it still could cost between 8 and 12,000 euro per year to treat one child in the northern countries, in the high-income countries. That's an impossible price to think of to treat children in the developing countries. And that's why, once again, we need to have less costly formulations of these medicines, and we also then need to be able to get more children having access to these medicines so that the costs will go down in the developing countries as well.